Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fitness First Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Mays of Jake's Fitness and Nutrition Coaching. And today I'm going to be bringing you my top three whey protein powders that I've enjoyed throughout my fitness career. So I get this question a lot, you know, like what whey protein powder you should be drinking or which one that you should have, post-workout or during the day, whatever you really do. And so I'm going to kind of drop my top three powders, and then I'm going to have two honorable mentions as well. They're like pre-made drinks because not every protein I really love is a powder. So number one, like the one I absolutely love the most is from First Form. They have the best tasting protein I've ever had in my entire life, other than my honorable mention, which is going to be Fairlife's Core Power drink. That one's pre-made. But just to touch on First Form real fast, I've even had clients tell me who have had dietary issues that can drink First Form pretty normally, which other whey protein powders don't. They have a whole spiel about how they source theirs. So basically, when you're getting a whey protein powder, you flash cook like dairy, basically. And then the stuff left at the bottom, you can scrape off. That's like a powder form. That's whey protein, essentially. So apparently they don't flash cook it or whatever. It's not super hot. They like very, very low temperature cook this, whatever dairy substance they use. I can't remember if it's milk or cheese, but it doesn't really matter. It's probably milk. So they cook it slower, which apparently doesn't denature the protein, which basically means it gets so hot that it like kills it and it's not bioavailable to use in your body. So it digests better. Is that true? I don't know. I mean, supplements aren't FDA regulated, so it's really impossible to know. I mean, what supplement companies are telling the truth and stuff. I like First Form. I've used their products for a really long time now. And I recommend them to all my clients. That being said, I'm a legionnaire with First Form. I'm not going to advertise my link here because I don't want anyone to think that I'm advertising them just because I make a cut of it. This really is my number one recommendation for it. You should check them out regardless of like buying through anyone else. It's just really good stuff. My number two protein is going to be the pre-made protein that I told you about, the Fairlife Core Power. I mean, the number one reason is it just tastes amazing. I mean, their elite one has 42 grams of protein. And when I say it tastes like vanilla ice cream, I mean, it 100% tastes like vanilla ice cream. It's absolutely crazy how good it tastes. I know a lot of people say that about proteins, and they're absolutely liars because there's so many whey protein powders that taste like shit. And people are like, oh, it tastes like ice cream. Fairlife's Core Power, vanilla especially. I'm not a big fan of the chocolate, but the vanilla, the strawberry banana, all of those are absolutely incredible. They taste amazing. My next one is probably going to be another pre-made protein, which is a Premier Protein Shake, the chocolate one. I've never had the vanilla, but the chocolate one is very good. It's got 30 grams of protein, like 2 grams of carbs, 1 gram of fat, I think. I mean, the macros on it are insanely good. I think I'm actually drinking one right now, like as I record this, because you can get them at Costco for like $25 for 18 of them, which is a steal. I mean, it's really good price-wise. So you could have for $50, I mean, what is that? You could have 60 grams of protein a day for 18 days. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, a lot of protein powders, like First Forms only comes in a 2-pounder. Which if you had 2 scoops a day, which would be like 40 grams of protein, I think you would run out around the same amount of time, like 18 days. So I would highly recommend the Premier Protein one as well. And then the next two are going to be like one you can find at Amazon, the other one's at Walmart. So the Walmart one's going to be a little bit cheaper. But the one you can find at Amazon is from Dymatize. They actually the ones that have the trademark rights to the Fruity Pebbles flavor. With the actual company, like Fruity Pebbles. So they have the Fruity Pebble one and the Cocoa Pebbles one. Both of them taste amazing, by the way. And I just like fruitier protein. So if you're not a big fruity protein person, then maybe don't get the Fruity Pebbles, but the Cocoa Pebbles is still good. You can get that on Amazon. They are a little more expensive. I think it's like $90 for 5 pounds, but that should be close to a month's worth. I mean, if not more, like a little longer than a month. So I don't know. I mean, it depends what type of price range you're trying to stay in, but it tastes really, really good. It's never had an adverse reaction with my stomach. I think it's a really good one. It mixes really well. that's actually something to go back to the first form one. In terms of powder protein, I've never had one. I've tried 100 different brands. I've never had one that mixes better than first form. And then Dymatize is probably a close second. I mean, it mixes really well. So never very clumpy. And then finally, on that lower end, if you're really trying to be cost effective and still you don't want something that tastes really bad, which again, it doesn't taste bad. It's just not great comparatively to the other four that I talked about, is going to be the Optimum Nutrition 100% Whey Gold Standard. They were bought out a few years ago now, so you can buy it at Walmart. I would say the quality is probably lower. The taste isn't as good, but it's not bad. It's definitely drinkable, and it's definitely cheaper than a lot of these other ones that I just talked about. So if you're looking for, still a decent quality, a decent taste, it's going to be a good option for you to go grab. But just to kind of go back through this, guys, this is like a top five, basically. I said it was going to be top three, but I guess it's more of like a top five. Number one is going to be first form. That's the powder form. You can get it. I think you have to get it at their website, thefirstform.com. Like I said, I know I'm affiliated with them, but I'm not giving a link or anything. This is not a ploy to make a sale. Like, they don't know I'm doing this. So this isn't, I don't get anything from this. It's just the best tasting one, best quality one. Number two is going to be the Core Life, or the Fairlife Core Power pre-made drinks. They just taste the best. They taste probably better than first form, honestly. They taste amazing. Number three is going to be our Premier Protein Shakes, the pre-made ones. Like I said, if you have a Costco membership, you can get 18 of them for $25 or $22. Number four is going to be Dymatize, because they have that Fruity Pebbles and the Cocoa Pebbles flavor. And then number five is going to be the Optimum Nutrition 100% Whey Gold Standard. And you can get that one at Walmart. Dymatize you can find on Amazon as well, by the way. So I'm not like affiliated with any of these companies enough to like make anything on this. So this really is just like my top five recommendation on proteins that you can go grab, especially because protein powders typically just taste like shit. I mean, like I've tried so many over the years that were just awful. Like, you had to choke them down. You couldn't really hide them in anything because they just taste so bad. It's definitely getting a little bit better as time goes on. But like I mentioned earlier in this podcast, protein is not FDA regulated. So it's best to go with a more reputable brand just because you never know what they're putting in it otherwise. So I would definitely recommend those five brands and those five proteins. But by all means, if you have one that you love and you want to stick to it, I'm not saying that, these five are the only way you can get results. Most proteins do the same shit either way. So if you have one you already like, stick to it. If you don't, definitely give one of those a try. You're going to like the taste, and you'll like the quality of them by comparison to some like lower end ones. So if you guys want more information on supplements and things for weight loss, you can find me and my team at Jake's Coaching on Instagram, or you can head to my website, www.jakescoaching.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.